It's Q105 in the morning after 8:55. Eric Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus, Phil Taylor. We're happy to have you here with us each and every Saturday morning, 8 to 10, this coming Wednesday, and Friday, 6 to 10 as well. Over the time away, I struck up a friendship with a professor at the University of Findlay. She teaches psychology. Mm-hmm. I came to speak in front of a bunch of her students, and I finally got to go attend one of her classes, which I had been putting off till I had some time, and I did that on Thursday.
What, you haven't had any time?
Things kept coming. Well, because she only...
You make $8 an hour. You don't have any time.
$8.15!
You couldn't scratch out a little bit of time.
Tuesdays and Thursdays were the only time that I could get to these classes. And so Thursday I got down there and she said we were talking about... we're going to take the test of psychopaths, psychopathic test.
Sorry, I missed it. What kind of class does she teach?
Abnormal psychology.
Okay.
She's all different psychology classes. Okay. Like she's going to teach a... like. She's planning to teach like dating in the 21st century, and
I need to take that.
It's good stuff. She was an avid listener of the show, and she said it was her professional opinion that they made a bad decision. And I was like, well, I can't gotta take it from a very intelligent woman.
Yeah.
And one thing that she made clear in the class was people often say that I'm antisocial, but antisocial is the wrong word. It's actually antisocial, as she told her students, is illegal. Like antisocial personality disorder, you're a bad person. So it's asocial. Mm-hmm. But we got to this test, and I believe she created this with her students.
I think
her
she
students.
Left off like four other letters.
What?
Huh?
Which one?
Hole.
Asocial hole?
A hole social.
Oh, no. So if you guys could take these, I have a sheet of paper for you. Mm-hmm. There's 19 questions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pens.
Oh, we need these two.
Pens.
Are you sure you're not a psychopath? You just
throwing stuff like
no,
sharp objects.
I am. And I think I took this pretty objectively. One is disagree strongly. Two, disagree somewhat, agree somewhat, agree strongly. So please follow along with this at home. It's on my Facebook page.
Can
if
I start?
Like to grab
okay?
it there. Yeah. Well, I'll
you know, somebody's, you're going to talk while we're taking this test, right? Because this would be like math on radio.
Right? Let me give you a couple of the questions. And there's three different sections. Success is based on survival of the fittest. I'm not concerned about the losers. Success is based on the survival of the fittest. I am not concerned about the losers. Do you disagree strongly? One, disagree somewhat, agree somewhat, agree strongly. So it's 1 through 4. And there's 19 of these questions. And a lot of people, when I shared this on Facebook, had trouble with math because there's some very simple division. And apparently, Professor Mata had some students who struggled with math as well because it's spelled out as you would think that like 18, 19, 20-year-old kids could do. Another one of these questions. Making a lot of money is my most important goal. 1 through 4. I make a point of trying to hurt others in pursuit of my goals.
Jeez.
I gave this one a 4, which means agree strongly. I do not feel bad if my words or actions cause someone else to feel emotional pain. I agree strongly with that. Now, I don't intentionally set out to hurt people's feelings, but if your feelings get hurt, that's not my problem. And obviously, you can get 1 through 4 on this. If you're closer to 4, you've got some psychopathic tendencies. And everybody who hopped on my Facebook page to do this was in the 1s and a couple of low 2s. A couple more questions. I find myself in the same kinds of trouble time after time. I'm often bored. I gave that a 4. I quickly lose interest in tasks I start. I gave that a 4. I'm tired of this segment already. Tired of this. When I get frustrated, I often let off steam by blowing my top. Now, there's 19 of these questions, 1 through 4, three different sections, and everybody associates psychopaths with killers, but there are other kinds. As Professor Mata pointed out to her students the other day, there's like corporate CEO types. Like, you don't get to the top and make all that money by not knocking over bodies along the way. There are the pyramid scheme type people. There are the actual like serial killers. And if you like that kind of thing, Mindhunter on Netflix was an awesome show about this stuff. And then the last kind, you're not a good criminal, but you're still a psychopath. Like, you're the kind of person, excuse me, that winds up in and out of jail over and over and over again.
Well, that's not good.
Aggravated assault here, theft there. Like, you could be a serial killer. You're just not good enough at it. So 19 total questions. Have you guys finished them up yet?
Yeah, I got my last number right now.
Okay. Can you take the first 10, do the math?
Yeah.
Next four. Can you do the math?
I did all that. I'm done.
What? From one to four, what are you?
One to four.
I'm sorry, like on a scale of one to four here, by taking this psychopath test.
Oh, like my score down here at the bottom?
Yeah.
I'm a 1.7.
Okay. That's about what a lot of people had gotten on
okay.
In the class with the college students, everybody was like in the ones and low twos. I think the highest one was like 2.6.
Oh.
And I know that D said earlier in the show, you don't take this test if you're an actual psychopath.
Yeah. You just let you know how crazy you actually are, though.
D, did you finish it up yet? You've been working on math with the intern program.
wait. What was this? The ones ish scale? What was that again?
It's one to four. If it's one, it's fine. If it's okay. Four, if it's four,
you gotta talk to somebody.
Probably.
Okay, that sounds about right.
The D will probably change a little bit, or I'm curious to see what his is, because if you're any kind of parent, you've got to be manipulative.
Yeah.
And being manipulative is a psychopathic tendency. Mm-hmm. But you've got, parents this time of year, I'm going to tell Santa, you're being manipulative. But it's also parenting. If you're any kind of, as you've become, you've gone up the chain at Apple, have you had to tell people to do things
or
had to get them to do things they might not have?
Yeah.
Being a boss, you can put higher numbers on this sheet.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, even in life, like, the stuff that I do within the community, people say that I'm manipulative, but it's like, I'm not being manipulative, I just have to get something done, and unfortunately, I have to deal with people in different ways, so they consider that to be manipulative.
How many fours did you put on this sheet of the 19?
1-4.
Which was it for?
Am I often bored?
Are you often bored?
Yeah. Quite often, actually.
I'm surprised you didn't put a four for I do not feel bad if my words or action cause someone else to feel emotional pain.
Where's that one at? What number is that?
12. Because you don't give any.
I put a 2 there because I do care. I really try to watch what I say, but in the day, like, it's going to be black and white, so this is what it has to be. But I do care about what I say to people. I don't try to go out of my way to hurt your feelings.
Neither do I, but if I do, I don't care.
Oh, I don't either, because in the day, it's just what it is.
All right. You got a 1-7?
I got a 1-7,
D?
1-2.
Really?
Yeah.
Liar! Really? Yeah. Liar!
But I answered, like, the one question you're focused on, I gave that a 3. Like,
wow.
Like, I really don't, like... If it's the truth, I understand people like to
sugarcoat
mm-hmm. things and that kind of stuff. But so that got a 3. Everything else was like 1s and 2s.
Wow.
I had a bunch of 1s and 2s.
You guys
want to
guess mine as we wrap this up?
45.
You're at least like what, like 2.8, 3 point something?
2.8. Look, man, I'll be the first to tell you, if I ever go off my medication and decide to let my mental health erode, I wouldn't do damage to others, but like I put it on my Facebook page, you'd be able to find my dogs in a pool of my own blood at home.
I've seen you like talk to people, not necessarily to get your way, but just like to like mess with them a little bit. And the way that you do it, and they for some reason they don't pick up on it, but from the outside, it's very clear what you're doing. And it's weird to me that you are capable of doing that to people. Makes me second guess our conversations sometimes.
That's right, Purple Man.
9:04. We'll have Dennis Swan. We want to talk about some red light law updates before 10 o'clock here on the morning after. Broadcasting.